to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP House managers charged with walking the articles of impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate are set to deliver those charges more than 2 months after Republicans passed the measure accusing Mayorkas of mishandling the migrant crisis. Mayorkas, meantime, testifying before the Senate today, calling on lawmakers to pass the bipartisan measure to beef up border security and deal with a backlog of asylum cases.
Bipartisan Senate legislation would have funded the Department of Homeland Security with 50,000 detention beds, far more than we are resourced this year, and even more so than we were resourced last year.
Israel's prime minister meeting with his cabinet, war cabinet, again today and says a response is still on the table following Iran's drone and missile attack. The U.S. and other countries are urging Israel not to widen the conflict. And severe storms sweeping across the country, including tornado alerts for the Midwest. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are no-shows for Governor Evers' special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee. Evers wanted lawmakers to free up $125 million for PFAS cleanup, especially now that tougher federal standards are coming.
Of all days that we should be sending that money out to the people of Wisconsin, it should be today. And Republicans are missing an action on this.
Republicans say Evers should have signed the PFAS bill they sent him this spring instead of vetoing it. Wisconsin's leading business group is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to overturn Governor Evers' line item veto last summer to let schools increase spending for each of the next 400 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stop on by John's 3 Mile Corner Bar in Phillips on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. for a meat raffle for the Flambeau Clowns. All proceeds to benefit Zora Shriner's Flambeau Clowns unit. Once again, this is John's 3 Mile Corner Bar on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. N7297 State Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. A meat raffle for your Flambeau Clowns.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Today's Motorsports Minute is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details.
Mayor gets his season turned around in the most dramatic fashion. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Sam Mayer struggled in the opening month of the NASCAR Xfinity Series season, crashing out in three of the first four races and scoring as low as 24th in the championship standings. The last 2 weeks have seen great improvement for the third-year junior motorsports driver. That included a win last Saturday at the Texas Motor Speedway, with Mayer crossing the line just 0.02 of a second ahead of Ryan Sieg.
We didn't dominate by any means, but we certainly worked our tails off to get there at that point. And to win it like that, I was on the short end of that stick a couple times. So to come out on top is really cool.
The win moves Mayer into the 12-driver playoffs and up to 14th in the Xfinity standings, heading to Talladega this Saturday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out, if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up, cause you're drunk. 2 a.m. say you miss us, huh? You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
Watching you sleep in the evening light. Rest.
guitar and my dark sunglasses. This weak concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time.
Picking blackberries that summer I turned a corner. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve. Would she keep me to the curb? Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Listening to 98Q Country, and we're here in the top of the 3 o'clock hour, which means you know what time it is. It's time to talk about pets. We have a very special cat of the week. Pet of the week this week is the cat Caspian from Catkins Animal Rescue. Caspian came to Catkins after he was hit by a car. Caspian's a very special cat, needed life-saving surgery after the accident. He's received it and is doing much better. You can tell he's got no pain, is not carrying it with him, although he is one leg shorter than before. Well, not shorter. He's got one fewer leg. He's a tripod now. Caspian is a three-legged cat, but he's doing excellent. He does need a gentle home and should go anywhere that doesn't have young children or active or aggressive dogs. You know what we mean when we say aggressive. Not that the dog is actually aggressive, but that rough play does not necessarily go well with Caspian. A gentle dog companion would be fantastic, and other cats seem to go well. Caspian does open up after an initial shy period. You'll have to let him get used to a little bit, which is true for any animal, especially cats. If you've heard the rule of threes, I think it's 3 days to decompress, 3 weeks to get used to your schedule, and 3 months to feel at home. That's how long it takes pets to really be themselves. So no worries if Caspian does require a couple extra hoops to jump through. His love will be all the more worth it. He deserves a good home. He's ready for it. Find Caspian and other worthy animals online at catkinsanimalrescue.org. www.catkinsanimalrescue.org. Thank you so much to Catkins for taking care of Caspian and for sending us the word so we can spread the word about these adorable, adoptable animals. Back to it here at 98Q Country. We've only got about an hour left before Shawamigan at Phillips local baseball action live on 98Q Country. Right away here, I've got Corey Kent and Blake Shelton coming up next on 98.3 FM WCQM.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SBB LLC.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages. L5WIS.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM@civicmedia.us. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Showers and a few thunderstorms strike this afternoon and throughout tonight. Heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches is possible, and as winds will be whipping out of the east at 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 at times. This could knock out power and blow items around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
Girl, she'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun.
98QCountry.com.
Redneck.
Wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his
Justin Moore, and we're 98Q Country, and I'm Greg Gunderson, coming from the 98Q Country Studios in Park Falls. We've got more country hits coming over the remainder of the 3 o'clock hour. I say that, well, because I wanted to use the word remainder, mostly, but also because at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we do have some local sports action. Shawamigan and Phillips baseball going on. We'll be cutting over to Jeff and Scott with the call here on 98Q Country right around the 4 p.m. mark. So stick with me just a little bit longer. After local baseball, we'll have a little bit of a break before we join the Brewers this evening. Double baseball here on 98Q Country today. What a day for it. Let's take a look at what day it is today. What day is it? Well, it's the 16th of April. We know that. But what is the 16th of April except National Librarian Day? Special shout out to Miss Hyde, the librarian when we were in St. Anthony's. At least my generation will remember Miss Hyde quite well. And she is or was a librarian at Park Falls Library too. So if you can hear me, shout out to Miss Hyde. It's also Wear PJs to Work Day. I promise you I'm not. You'll have to let my coworkers vouch for me. If you see anybody posting on the 98Q Country Facebook page about pajamas, it's not me they're referring to. I swear you have no proof. It's also the day of the mushroom. Not Mushroom Day, but Day of the Mushroom. That sounds like there's a very epic story behind it. I can't say I know what it is, but Day of the Mushroom, at least I'm aware of that. It's also Eggs Benedict Day. Wish I knew about that before breakfast was over. It's also Bean Counter Day. Those people of seemingly menial numerical jobs, high math, heavy focus math type occupations, people in those roles, it's your day. Happy Bean Counter Day. I saw that and I thought, boy, that doesn't sound like a nice way of thinking. Apparently, people in those roles voted for that name for the day. There's a council of bean counters. I don't rightly know, but apparently it was agreed upon. It's also the day for people with the names Angel, Cash, and Joseph. I swear Joseph had another day earlier in the year. I'll get back to you in future iterations of what day is it here on 98Q Country, but that'll do it for today, the 16th of April. Tune in tomorrow for what day is it tomorrow, the 17th of April. In the meantime, we've got to get back to those country tunes, but first a reminder to head on down to Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. Today the cloud cover may be present, but it won't be. It's going to be a hot summer, and you'll need what Kayla's got in store, from iced coffee beverages to keep you cool on those hot summer days. While you shop, new items in every section. Jag jeans, 15% off for a limited time. Life is good. Some chill merchandise for the men all throughout Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. And she is the headquarters for taste. She is, not the building. It's Kayla. Ask her for an assist with some style, a recommendation with your coffee, or just ask her to help you pick your lunch that day. She will always do you well. Kayla's Kitchen and Closet, 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Back to the country music is Thomas Rhett and Pat Green up next on 98.3 FM, 98Q Country.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Step into a timeless journey at Frazier's Mercantile, a
gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. A cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mama's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house.
Direction.
same game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, but what we're seeking is the truth. Sipping on apple pie.
Martin. And that's it for my time here on 98Q Country. I'm Greg Gunderson, coming to you from the 98Q Country studios. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, because coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we've got some local sports action. Shawamigan taking on Phillips. First pitch, well, should be shortly after 4 o'clock. That game was moved up from its original time spot. So we've got Brett Young and Nate Smith. We'll squeeze in here quick, and then it'll be Jeff and Scott on the call for Shawamigan and Phillips local baseball action. Then later this evening, we've got the first pitch, 6:40. It's the Brewers on 98Q Country. Pregame should be just after 6 o'clock. So there should be some time between the baseball games, but stay tuned the rest of the evening. It's baseball all day here on 98Q Country. Thanks again for hanging out with me today. I'm Greg Gunderson. See you tomorrow at 2.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Butternut not Wisconsin, folks. It's the Peters Online Auction, courtesy of Heckman Auction and State Sales, happening now. Online bidding begins and ends this Thursday night, April 18th at 7 p.m. and following. Check out over 500 lots, including well-maintained shop equipment, an all-wheel drive UTV with plow, St. Croix rods, power tools and equipment, antiques, collectibles, and more. Special preview prior this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 17447 Griffith Road in Butternut. View all items and bid at HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites